The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Data provided by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board shows there was 160 personal injury claims that were brought about as a result of dog attacks in the last 2 years. As ownership of dogs has increased in the last while, particularly during the pandemic, owners are being warned they may have to pay for damages out of their own pocket if their pet attacks and they don't have insurance. We talk to Pete the Vet in just a minute, but first of all, Liam Crowley, a senior associate with McCarthy and Company Solicitors in County Cork, is with me. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you? And thanks for having me on your show.
If a dog goes rogue and attacks either a person or another dog, is the owner of the dog instantly liable?
Yes, there is legislation in place in relation to this. There is strict liability if your dog attacks another person or property or another animal in public property and in some circumstances, even in your home. So for that reason, it's important to make sure that you have adequate insurance cover in place. And of course, besides from that, just to make sure that your dogs are properly controlled and socialised.
Mm. When we're talking about this type of injury, everyone has pet insurance. Well, most people have pet insurance to cover veterinary bills. Does your standard pet insurance cover attack by the animal on someone else?
Well, not necessarily. I think apart from your pet insurance, you also have your home insurance, or many people will have home insurance. While they should cover you for an attack by your pet on someone else, you can't simply rely on it. I think people being responsible should contact their insurers and find out if, first of all, should they be naming their pet in their policy of insurance? And secondly, what exclusions are there? I myself insured my own dog a number of years back or contacted my own home insurance to find out if we were covered. And I was surprised when they said, yes, you're covered, but you're not covered if you have a tradesman on your property and your dog attacks that tradesman. So that surprised me. So I got additional cover as a result of that.
Okay, so in other words, it's not a blanket policy then, is it?
No, not necessarily. And I suppose it's incumbent on us all to make sure that we do have adequate cover, because this could be, it could be a very expensive lesson if you don't have adequate cover.
Mm. When we're looking at this type of attack, PIAB presumably sets out what an injury, I'm loath to say, is worth or should be compensated against. What does it say in relation to dog attack?
Yes, well, I suppose the PIAB guidelines have been replaced by the personal injury guidelines, which were introduced by the Judicial Council last year. It's a fairly broad bracket. And typically speaking, with a dog attack, you're looking at either psychological injury or more commonly scarring. The judges and the PIAB have a fairly broad latitude. It can be anywhere between €1,000 at the very, very lowest for very minor scarring, all the way up to €200,000 for the most severe facial scarring. Now, it's important that people should remember that's not the end of it. That's only for your general damages. That excludes any special damages. Your special damages are your out-of-pocket costs. So if I were attacked by a dog, I may have significant medical bills, which also need to be covered. If I have any loss of earnings, they would also need to be covered. And then on top of all that, if the PIAB cannot resolve the matter for a plaintiff and they have to go to court, there's court costs on top of that, which if you're talking about a large claim that's as much as €200,000, they're going to be high court costs. They're going to be substantial. Mm. And if you've known home insurance, it may well cost your home.
Pete, if I can go to you next, Pete the Vet, that the challenge is that animals can attack. Some dogs are vicious. We know this. And if they're not restrained, things can go horribly wrong. And I'm presuming that on a regular basis, you are brought animals that have been attacked by other animals and for whom the outcome is quite grim.
Well, I think this, we're seeing the situation entirely wrong, and it's an unfortunate example of compo culture rearing its head again in Ireland. There were actually 320 people hospitalised from dog bites in 2020. 320. But there's only 85 suing people. So that's a nice big market for somebody to tap into. All those other people who didn't go to the bother of suing. And well, the terrible thing, I think...
But
here,
hang on, they're entitled to sue.
No, they are. But listen, but we're seeing this the wrong way around. You used expressions like dogs go rogue and dog attacks. But if you look at the research, it shows that dogs are very, very rarely savagely aggressive. The most common reasons for aggression are dogs that are afraid, dogs that are in pain, and dogs basically carry out appeasement and avoiding behavior, and they only bite when people ignore those warnings and people move on in and get into the dog's personal space. People treat dogs like they're cuddly toys. Like, I want to grab this cuddly toy and give it a big hug. Meanwhile, the dog is giving all the body language saying, would you leave me alone? I don't like you being that close to me. Please move away from me. They'll do things like they'll lick their lips. They'll narrow their eyes. They'll flatten their ears. They'll even begin to growl. People ignore that. They keep on moving in, and that's when the dog snaps.
But there are animals who will run out onto a road. If I'm walking with my dog, there's animals that will run out onto the road, going hell for leather, bark, 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 bark.
Okay,
that there is a problem.
That's a completely different type of aggression to the common type. That's what's called territorial aggression. That's the next one that's common after fear and pain. And we've bred dogs for generations to be territorial aggressive. We want them to let us know when there's intruders around. And that is the fault. That, right enough, is the fault of the owner, because you should keep your dog restrained so it doesn't run. It doesn't protect your property as we've bred dogs to do. You have to make sure it doesn't bite people who aren't invading your property. That's territorial aggression is quite different, and it's the exception rather than the rule when it comes to dog bite incidents.
And when you're dealing with that, how much of an issue is socialization, particularly during the last couple of years when a lot of dogs have been brought into family homes? They haven't necessarily socialized with other dogs, which becomes a bit of a problem if they ever go to a kennel. And as a result, then they are that little bit more anxious and pent up than they should be.
Yes. And that means they're more fearful. And that means that they're more likely to be unhappy when people move close to them. But like I say, the issue is for people to learn dog body language so they don't move in close to dogs that are anxious. And there are more anxious dogs around because they're just not used to people. Dogs Trust actually have a very good campaign going on just now called Be Dog Safe. And if you go to the Dogs Trust website, you can watch a video about that. And instead of focusing on what compo can we get when we're bitten, we should instead be focusing on how do we not get bitten. And you don't get bitten by learning about dog body language, so you know when to back off.
Liam, just one last question to you, Liam Crowley. Obviously, this is something that people can claim for if the case is right. But John asked the question, what if your pet is defending themselves or their owner and if they're being attacked by others? Could you be held liable if your dog comes to your defence if you're being attacked by a dog?
Well, certainly there is exposure there, because there is strict liability if your dog attacks someone else. However, if it's on your own property and the dog is defending against a trespasser, there is a saver in the legislation in relation to that. Just one quick point there, Jonathan, I suppose. I never like the term compo culture, because I suppose it stigmatizes the victims in this. Sometimes they are children who have been attacked. And what I am finding, people are very reluctant to sue in these situations, particularly if there's no insurance. I have had cases, unfortunately, where children have been attacked by family pets in another family member's household, and the family ultimately decide not to seek care compensation for that child because they don't want to sue a family member in circumstances where there's no insurance. Also, I should also say that the claims that I am seeing in my office don't involve a random attack, an attack where the dog is giving forewarnings. Typically speaking, it's unexpected. Often, you will see a dog seeking to attack another dog and might cause an injury to a person. And finally, it should also be said, you're not just talking about dogs that are going rogue. A dog can cause injury even when it's being friendly and playful, but that friendly playfulness isn't wanted.
Depends on the size of the dog. Yeah, agreed. Okay, Liam, I'm afraid the clock is against us. We'll park it there for now. Liam Crowley of McCarthy & Company Solicitors in Cork and Pete the Vet, thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.